this is Mark Steiner, reminding you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. Money comes back in the end. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com or at steinershow.org is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. Now we're pleased to have in the studio Kiki Armstrong. Esther Armstrong is the founder and owner of Sankofa, one of these foundational businesses in our community. It's been around for
20 years.
Have mercy, 20 years. 20 years on Charles Street near 25th. And has been just a mainstay, and that community we'll talk about in a bit is also now flourishing with lots of African and African-American-owned businesses that has just exploded all across that neighborhood, which is really important as well. So welcome. Good to have you in the studio. It's been a long time.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it's been a long time. Maybe 10 years.
Maybe 10 years.
Since you stopped by.
Yes, when I stopped by the store last, I think that's probably true. I'm not the big shopper. My wife is. I'm sorry. But let's go back to the beginnings of the store. And how you all started the store and why and when in the beginning of all that?
Well, it was by accident, really. A friend of mine, actually, she had been a student of mine when I was teaching in Ghana. While I was teaching her Shakespeare, she had other ideas. And I found out later that she was this aspiring clothing designer. Huh. So she came to the U.S. with a group of other young entrepreneurs under the auspices of USAID to explore the American market, to see how they could, you know, expand their businesses beyond Ghana's shores. So they all came with different, they were all small business people, craftspeople mainly. And she had her clothing. They traveled around, not just Maryland, they traveled around the country and did several trade shows. And at the end of all of that, she had some clothing left over. So she said, well, she calls me mommy. When we were in Ghana, the students all called the teachers madame or sir. Uh-huh. So, but she had graduated from madame to mommy. So she says, mommy, I'm going to leave these things with you, see if you can sell them. So I said, well, why not? There are several people who kind of like to borrow my clothes for different occasions. This will be a good opportunity for them to have their own. So lo and behold, that went well. And I called her and said, send me some more clothes. So that's how it started, very, very slowly, until we realized that I couldn't do this out of my house anymore, that I needed a location. Actually, we tried a flea market a little bit, and that worked. But we needed a permanent location. So that's how we ended up on Charles Street.
And have been there for all that time in that same location. And so, I mean, the business is selling all kinds of clothing and other artifacts from the Mother Continent, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. We actually changed the name at some point from Sankofa African Bazaar to Sankofa African and World Bazaar because our customers were looking for a variety of products. So there are things we have from India and Indonesia, the U.S., of course. So, and this is just for the clothing. The artifacts, of course, are definitely from various countries in Africa. But we also have gift items and everything, really.
So why are you leaving the business? You have become a Baltimore institution. Everybody know. I mean, people know Sankofa, know
people
where it is.
People know Sankofa,
from across
yes.
the city and across the state and more. So why are you closing out? Or what are you doing?
Good question.
Going back to teaching Shakespeare in Ghana?
I think I'm beyond that. I don't know. But mostly it had to do with family. And the old folks are in their 80s, and I really would. I've been here for over 30 years. 30 years, that's a lifetime.
It is a lifetime.
Yes, and usually when we come to the U.S., I guess to other countries too, the plan is to stay for a few years and go back. 1 year turns into five, and five turns into 30. So anyway, I have been traveling back and forth to Ghana to see the old folks, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe I should go back and settle in and hold their hands during the last years rather than hang around here and get a phone call. And that will be bad. So anyway, I have managed to persuade my husband that that's the best thing for us to do. So that's why we are trying to find some way to transfer the store.
This is interesting. So let's by the way, is your husband, he's also Ghanaian?
No.
He's American.
He's American, okay. Yes.
So all right, so he's going back to Ghana with you.
Yes.
I would hope, anyway. this is the way you're doing this. Is really unique. I mean, you're not selling the store straight out. So talk about what you're trying to do here. This is a really different both business and philosophical model you don't see in most businesses.
Wish I could take some credit for all this.
You can't
but
take
I can't.
Credit? Why not?
No, because I stole that idea. I stole that idea from a lady in Maine. I think her name is Janice Sage, who was trying to sell her through a contest, an Etsy contest. And I thought, this would give us a little leverage to be able to pick the best person or people that we think will fit the store. And the model is this. We are trying, and people seem to think this is a raffle of some sort. No, it is not. We are not picking a name out of a hat.
Okay. That's why I understood. So I'm glad you said, I even thought that. Okay. Right.
We are not picking a name out of a hat. This is a skill-based contest. When you go to our website, and I'll give you the address shortly, when you go to our website, there's all the information is over there. Besides the rules and all that, there is a section that is a questionnaire section. The questionnaire comprises the question and answer, and it's a multiple choice type of question and answer. 15 questions on Africa. And we don't expect everybody to know about Africa. But the important thing is to know where to go for your information, and it's all online. Besides that question and answer section, there is the second section is an essay, and that requires you to write a 500-word essay telling us about yourself and what your vision is for a shop like ours. On the website, there are, I think, two videos that you can see me and my husband on there. Some people don't think that we this is true. But you'll see us on the videos showing you around the store so that you know that this is the real thing. You can also call or email us to, make an appointment to come and visit so that you can see for yourself that this is a real business, thriving, ongoing business.
And I know we can't, as we said earlier, it's on public radio, you can't kind of talk about fees and money, but there's a certain fee attached to it.
There is a fee attached to it. So that will help us recoup part of our investment in the shop for the last 20 years.
So that is, though, an interesting thing, because, somebody might say to you, well, couldn't you just get more money by selling the store and all the things outright and having closing out sales? And why are you doing this? Well, why is this model...
We would have to have control is not the right word, but we would like to be able to select who gets the store just because of the uniqueness of it. It requires, I think, passion for the culture, love of the community. In fact, as part of the rules, we are requesting that you whoever is selected does not move the store for 2 years. Of course, once we're gone, they can do whatever they want, I imagine. But the community needs a place like ours. And this is not me talking. This is what we hear from our customers. Because a lot of the cultural shops like ours have closed. I don't really have time to go around checking who is where and all of that, but this is what we hear from customers all the time. They thank us for being here because otherwise they don't know where to get, you know, clothing, and not just for Black History Month. We also try to educate. My husband, even though he's from here and didn't know too much about African art until 10 years ago, he has taught himself very, very well. He's very impressive. If you do come, try not to go in the gallery. He might keep you there for an hour.
No. I have a collection of African art, and my intellectual mentor in life has one of the largest collections of African art in the world, mm-hmm. here in Baltimore.
Wow!
And so I love African art of all from all across the continent.
Yes,
and
yes.
Modern, old, and yes. all the rest. So yes, I'd love to see what he has.
Yes, we do have a wonderful collection, and like I said, he's so passionate about it that he will talk to you for hours.
Because some of that stuff, allow him. Some of the things you get. To me, always seems like some of the stuff I see that and feel and touch that comes from certain people in certain parts of the continent. I feel like they're alive. This might sound silly, but almost like there's spirits inside these masks. You can kind of, I mean, there's something. It's very different.
It is different, and I haven't felt it. Of course, when my husband is not on the day when he's off, I try not to even turn the lights on because I know almost nothing about the art. I'm embarrassed to say, as the African, but people do have experiences when they go there. Mm. Not everyone, of course.
Right.
But people do have experiences. They say there's a lot of energy in here. And it's not bad energy. It's not bad energy. I can't, you know, you can't really tell how somebody's feeling about something. But people come out of there saying, you know, this is an amazing experience.
But this is, you know, I'm going to encourage people to call in right now at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@stanishore.org. But do call if you can, 410-319-8888. As we talk with Kiki Armstrong, one of the founders and owners of Sankofa in Charles Village. Many people call the show and talk to me all the time about they want to get into the world of business. They want to have their own small business. They want to keep it centered in the African-American community. This is an opportunity, a unique opportunity. It doesn't come along every day where you might be able, in a sense, to apply for and inherit a business and keep it alive. So join us at 410-319-8888. We want to hear your thoughts and ideas, and you have questions for Kiki Armstrong. She's here to answer your questions in this segment of the program at 410-319-8888. Because I do want to go back to this idea of transferring this. I mean, that to me is still very unique. And so how in that model, really two things. Let me start with who are you looking for? What kind of person are you looking for that you would love to see take your business and keep it alive?
Somebody who loves the culture. Somebody who is passionate about the culture, the way we are. And they don't need to be jumping up and down. But this is really a labor of love. You have to love what you're doing. And then you got to love your customers as much as they love you. And I've heard this several times since people found out that I was trying to abandon them, as they like to say. And I'm saying that we are looking for somebody who is probably better, because as good as we all think we are, there's always somebody better than us. And that's what we're looking for. Somebody who loves the culture, somebody who loves people, somebody who enjoys company, somebody personable, that kind of person.
What's your timeline for this?
Well, the contest is running now and until September 15th. And we're hoping that by the middle of October, if all goes well, we would have selected a winner. All goes well, meaning we are hoping for a certain number of entries. So If we meet that goal, then we will start processing. By the way, there's also a bonus being offered, as well as 6 weeks of training to whoever is fortunate enough to win the shot.
And you hope to manage with the entry fees to manage enough money, because the entry fees, it's a serious amount of money, but it's not an earth shattering amount of money, but so you're hoping to that will, in some senses, be enough for you to
retire on. Yes, so that we have a huge investment in the business. So we're hoping through the entries to recoup some of that investment.
I just think it's a very unique way of kind of keeping things in the community and passing it on, and making it what it is. And you know, so folks, please do join us here, 410-319-8888. This is really a really interesting kind of way of going about this. And this neighborhood, some people call Old Goucher, some people call it South and Charles Village. And it's right literally at the corner of Charles and 25th Street, just down the block on the west side of the street. An amazing store. And this has been around for 15 years. This is a labor of love, but also a business that you can make a living at and share a lot in this community. So join us here with your ideas for her, for Kiki, and questions about her business, 410-319-8888. And so when you started this business, I mean, I'm curious about where the clothing comes from, the stuff you're selling.
Mostly comes from Ghana. The original designer who introduced me to this whole idea lives in Ghana. And besides her, every year I go to Ghana, I source for new designers, and so that I can have a wide variety of clothing. Like I said, we have some clothing from India. We have some clothing from Indonesia. Mostly those are suitable for the summer months, because the fabrics are lighter than the cottons that we basically use in Ghana. So we have all kinds of rayon skirts and jumpsuits and tops and wrap skirts, all kinds of things from India. They happen to be less expensive, let me put it that way. But they're just wonderful for the summer months.
The clothing, so as you said, from Ghana, I mean, I think it's kind of unique. Everybody thinks that African clothing is kind of this all the same. But Ghanaian clothing is not the same clothing coming from Mali or Nigeria or Cote d'Ivoire or anywhere else.
Most definitely different. Although with modernity and travel, some West African clothing even is now worn in East Africa or South Africa, where their style used to be completely different. But you can tell a Nigerian outfit just from the way it's made and the how many pieces, for instance. But they're kind of all running into each other now. We do have some things from Nigeria and Senegal. Senegal mostly loose fitting, you know, kind of kaftan type with elaborate embroidery and very dressy. Ghanaian clothes tend to be more fitted, more tailored. And Nigerian clothes used to be loose and several pieces. These days they also wear the kind of form-fitted clothing. This would be for women.
I would imagine. So, but I've been thinking about this a lot. That every time I turn around the last several months, I'm meeting Baltimoreans, Marylanders, who are involved with Ghana, be they Ghanaians or Americans working in Ghana. Something's afoot. Something has shifted in Ghana. You know what I'm saying?
Can
you
yes.
feel, you know, I'm feeling, I mean, there's this interchange between our people that I did not expect on this kind of scale at the moment.
Something seems to be afoot because you're right. I meet a lot of people, too, who have visited Ghana, have friends in Ghana, have partnered with companies and churches and other organizations in Ghana. So it is a very active relationship. I myself, everybody wants to know what I'm going to do. I'm too young to be retired, they say. they think. but I've set up two nonprofits here and in Ghana. And, of course, like I like to say, I'll be coming here with cup in hand trying to get funding for those two nonprofits. And they have to do with girls' education. In that kind of culture, usually girls are given short shrift and they don't get the same kind of priority in education as boys do. So I'm trying to do a little bit to help in that situation.
Well, that's another day we'll talk about that. I'm going to hear much more about that. But let's go to the phones here. Folks are calling here. 410-319-8888 is the number. Lance on line one, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well.
I was actually calling. I wanted to say, one, thanks to Ms. Kiki for her and her husband for their service they've done to the community. It's a great place to go, Sankofa. I personally have been there. I think I went once as a... What was that? April, and I've been going back pretty much every week. Overall, I think the contest is a great thing for her to do. I actually applied, I believe, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'm just waiting on the okay, basically.
Good luck to you, Lance.
Yeah, thanks. Getting it together to actually, you know, I guess the parents actually be like, okay, I'm going to actually apply to this thing and, you know, try to actually get it was a community thing. A lot of people in my community wanted me to actually go for it, to try and, you know, keep it in the community, somebody who lives in the area and everything like that. And I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for the opportunity, and, you know, I hope things go well for you back in Ghana as well as your nonprofit.
Thank you so much, Lance.
Thank you, Lance, for
a little on-air being... lobbying for this for, to get this store.
Well, there is no pressure on me in terms of, you know, Lance lobbying, as you put it.
I was just teasing.
I know, but because I have been removed from direct contact with the contest in case somebody feels at the end that I may have had some influence.
Right.
And we're trying not to avoid any of that altogether. But thank you, Lance, for being a wonderful customer, and thank you for participating and sending in your entry.
Let's get another caller at 410-319-8888. Deirdre, online too. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just would like to say I've been to Ghana twice, and I've really enjoyed my visit. And I wanted to know more about, do you have music in the store? I haven't had the opportunity to visit your store yet, but I wanted to know, do you have music in the store, which also captures the interest of our youth?
Yes, we do have Ghanaian music. We have basically African music, as well as world music. So please, if you live around the area, take the time to stop in the store. We constantly play music and dancing.
So let's talk about how people get in touch and make this connection with you and this.
Well, for the contest, you can go to our website, which is www.winsankofa.com.
winsankofa.com.
Yes.
And all the information about what they have to do, the form to fill out, is all there.
Everything is on there, yes. And if there's something that is not covered in the frequently asked questions section, feel free to email us and we will respond within 24 hours.
That's pretty amazing. And the address, this will be the address of the store again, so people want to come by and see it and maybe even purchase.
That would be wonderful.
Go ahead.
2442 North Charles Street in Baltimore, and the zip code is 21218.
And you can't miss it. It's just literally just south of 25th Street mm-hmm. on the west side of the street.
Yes.
It's been there for a long time. Let me just get one quick other call before we go. 410-319-8888. Eileen, you're on the air. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to say hi to Kiki this morning also. And about the store, it's such a wonderful, wonderful experience. You know, when you go there with Esther with her wonderful warmth and personality when you walk in, and with Jim with all the information, the knowledge that you get when you go back in that room with him is unbelievable. So hopefully whoever does take over will be able to keep that going. And I wish everybody the best, and I will be able to see her very shortly.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eileen.
So we want to thank Kiki Armstrong for being in the studio today. She's the owner with her husband of Sankofa in Charles Village over at 2442 North Charles Street, a unique way of doing things, not in the old capitalist mode, which I think is a good way of doing things, and a contest, an essay, questionnaire, and an entrance fee. But then they will pick the person, who will then inherit the store and move it on to the rest of the 21st century. And you can go to winsankofa.com to find out more about it and how to enter. And hopefully you will end up being the owner of the new Sankofa.
Yay!
and Kiki will be on her with her husband on her way back to Ghana.
That's right.
Kiki Armstrong, thanks so much for being in the studio.
Thank you, Mark.
I will not.
It was wonderful being here.
Bid to own the store, but we'll come by again soon.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I'll be looking for you.
I'll be there. So thank you so much. We're going to take a very brief break, and when we come back, it's time to do an update on the city paper. The issue is out today. We'll see what's in it. So stay with us and don't go away.